This Family Life News Podcast is made possible by the support of listeners like you.
Next on the 5 o'clock Report.
From twilight to darkness.
Colleges and universities respond by simply hiking their prices all the more.
Extreme abortion bans are now in effect all over the country. It's because of the judges.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to our 5 o'clock broadcast. I'm Greg Gillespie. It was long before usual sundown time across Pennsylvania and New York. Dusk arrived some 4 hours early. As the moon passed between the Earth and the Sun this afternoon, most of our area had a partial eclipse, but there was a stretch south of Lake Erie and Lake Ontario where the sun was fully blocked out for up to 4 minutes.
Look at this! Do you see the corona?
Now, cloudiness did steal some of the thunder of this rare sky show, like in the Buffalo area.
The cloud cover is so thick, and it's just going from twilight to darkness. It's unbelievable.
Still, people in Erie County, New York, were impressed.
It was so cool when it went totally pitch, when it was totally dark, got cold, and the lights came on at the hotel here. It was just amazing experience, something I'll never forget, to be honest with you.
NASA is providing video of today's eclipse on their official website using multiple vantage points all across the place that was covered by the moon's shadow, from western Mexico to southeastern Canada. Other news today, President Biden announced his revised proposal to write off college loans if they haven't been fully paid back after 20 or more years. The U.S. Supreme Court has already ruled that the Constitution doesn't give the president authority to write off such debts without congressional approval. Neil Cavuto is with Fox Business.
The government solution here for people behind in their loans is to give them money to make the loans go away. Unfortunately, yeah. Colleges and universities respond by simply hiking their prices all the more, so the problem doesn't go away.
Those write-offs are not for current students, but those who went to school more than two decades ago. It's a full write-off for grad students. For undergrads who haven't paid, they will write off the interest rates if the Biden plan survives court challenges. Former President Donald Trump went public today with his long-awaited abortion platform.
The states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state.
The Biden administration today reacted to the Trump video. They push a pro-abortion position as what they see as a winning argument in the November election.
The only reason that extreme abortion bans are now in effect all over the country is because of the judges the previous president and Senate Republicans put in the court.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. Commentator Guy Benson thinks the Trump position aligns with a lot of American voters, not full restrictions on abortions, but against full access to procedures and pills which end pregnancies early.
Republicans really need to figure out how to message better because they're actually closer to the mainstream in a lot of ways.
Political analysts wait to see how the abortion issues will drive voter turnout with implications for the nation and in each state. A milestone in Baltimore as crews are now removing cargo containers from the ship that crashed into a bridge late last month, causing the bridge to collapse. Coast Guard officials say crews are making progress as they remove parts of the bridge off the ship so that they can start to move the entire ship. Over the weekend, workers removed the first piece of bridge as the salvage work continues to untangle the wreckage. It will be sometime late May or early June before the Port of Baltimore is back up to its full operations. Israel has announced a partial withdrawal of its military from the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis. A smaller number of its troops and equipment will stay there, though. The IDF insists its search for Hamas militants is far from over. Another in-air scare for a Boeing jet.
A Southwest Airlines plane leaving Denver was forced to make a quick landing after the engine cover fell off and struck the wing flap during takeoff. Southwest says a Boeing 737 did land safely yesterday. Houston-bound passengers were put on another aircraft.
SRN's Rich Thomason. Still to come on your Monday 5 o'clock report, a potentially dangerous turn in the Russia-Ukraine war, our issues in education, and a red-letter day for heliophysicists, what NASA scientists are doing while most of us are merely sunlight spectators.
Here is your Family Life weather forecast. Skies tonight will end up partly cloudy to occasionally clear. Low temperatures generally 40s. Tomorrow, a warmer day than of late with partly sunny skies and high temperatures mid-60s to mid-70s, although there'll be some afternoon cooling very close to Lake Erie, Lake Ontario. Cloudy tomorrow night into Wednesday with a few showers. High temperatures Wednesday mid-50s to the middle 60s.
Thank you much, Kevin. He'll be back with another update in about 8 minutes. A weekend incident drawing attention to potential releases of radiation in Europe.
Officials at the Russian-controlled Zaporizhia nuclear power plant say the site was attacked on Sunday by Ukrainian military drones, including a strike on the dome of the plant's sixth power unit, according to the plant authorities. There was no critical damage or casualties, and radiation levels at the plant were normal after the strikes.
The BBC quotes Russia that three workers there were injured and that it was Ukraine that launched the attack drones. Ukraine, though, hasn't acknowledged whether the attack came from their military. That facility has been offline during the war, but the UN's Atomic Energy Agency is watching for potential danger. Next at 5, highlights from our Issues in Education feature. Bob Price talked with Dr. Ralph Kerr.
It's kind of a consequence of COVID that ever since the pandemic, kids are just not showing up at school, Ralph. It really kind of sends mixed messages, doesn't it?
It really does. And you're right. It started as a result of the pandemic. You know, an interesting fact when I was looking at this, in Pennsylvania, the law actually says if you miss 10 days of school, you can be withdrawn. Now, obviously, that doesn't happen because a chronic absence is considered 15 days or more. But, you know, one out of six students hit that threshold, which just is going to add to them falling behind further in school.
Well, speaking of Pennsylvania, there was legislation this week. The State Senate Education Committee held a hearing about effort to move the start of the school day to no earlier than 8:15 a.m. We've talked about this before on this program. What are your thoughts on this effort to let the kids sleep in a little bit more? Is there any proof that that will make them better students?
Well, actually, there is a lot of research that says specifically for teenagers, they need 8 to 10 hours of sleep a night in order to function well. And yet 60% of middle school students and 70% of high school students don't get that at all.
Well, one more issue, Ralph, and it's a big one. We've talked the last few shows about these glitches with the FAFSA forms, the free application for federal student aid. There is not good news to report on that front. The glitches apparently are still ongoing. What can you tell us?
Well, this is April 8th, first of all, and the latest update from the Department of Education was March 15th, which was almost a month ago.
Wow.
And they said at that point that the batches of information were going out to schools starting around the 1st of March, and then they would catch up in the following weeks. Well, here we are, April 8th, and they're still in the mode of catching up. This is just a disaster, and it's just adding to the pressure and tension that's in homes with graduating seniors and their parents.
So, Ralph, I'm the parent of one of those students who's about to graduate high school and is looking forward to going to college, and I'm in that boat. What advice would you give to that parent today?
Well, I would say try to be patient and, you know, recognize that the schools or universities are making adjustments to their timelines as well, and continue to communicate with them, and eventually it'll all come together. But patience is a virtue.
Today's full Issues in Education feature with veteran school administrator Ralph Kerr is available for you on our news podcast page at familylife.org. Time now for Stocks and Business. This report brought to you by Faithward Advisors. Stocks closed narrowly mixed to start the week on Wall Street. A rise in Treasury yields kept many investors on the sidelines ahead of key inflation data out later. Tesla shares were up more than 5% as a new robo-taxi is expected to be unveiled in the late summer. Today's Dow Jones Industrial Average lost just 11 points. The S&P was down 2 points. NASDAQ rose 5 points. Faithward Advisors, a Christian financial planning firm, helping faithful stewards do more. Details are available at ambassadoradvisors.com.
To prepare financially for your retirement years, answer these three questions. Hi, I'm Rob West with a Faith and Finance Minute. The investment company Fidelity presents the questions this way. First, what will my savings need to cover in retirement? That is, in addition to what you'll get from Social Security benefits. Second, how much do I need to save for retirement? In other words, an overall savings goal. And third, how much should I save each year to reach that overall goal? Of course, retirement planning can get more complicated than that. But answering these three questions is an essential step. Again, what will your savings need to cover? What is your overall goal? And how much do you need to save each year to get there? Providing numerical answers to those questions is crucial to planning your financial future. We can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you download the free FaithFi app. You'll find it on our website at faithfi.com.
Upcoming, we'll have several reactions and ways to look at a solar eclipse, depending on your professional or personal expectation. That's all on the way as the 5 o'clock report continues on Family Life.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Well, now that the eclipse is behind us, sky coverage won't matter as much generally moving forward, but we do have the expectation of fair skies developing tonight and some sunshine tomorrow. Our next weather maker coming in from the heartland, it's a front that will deliver some showers around our area as we head into tomorrow night and Wednesday. In the meantime, skies tonight will end up partly cloudy to occasionally clear. Low temperatures generally 40s. Tomorrow, a warmer day than of late with partly sunny skies and high temperatures mid-60s to mid-70s, although there'll be some afternoon cooling very close to Lake Erie, Lake Ontario.
Thank you, Kevin. And finally at 5, the total eclipse arrived in our two states at 3:16 for Erie County, Pennsylvania, and quickly slid across a stripe of northern New York, departing the Plattsburgh area just 13 minutes later at 3:29 p.m. Some places saw dimness, even if it wasn't just from the clouds, but because the sun was at least partially hidden behind the moon. There were a range of interactions.
This is so intense, and there it is. We're coming out of the eclipse, and we're going to get, look at this.
Wow.
While hundreds of thousands gathered in various spots throughout our area to spectate, despite the relatively cloudy skies across the path, NASA sent up three rockets this afternoon. They were to study the effects of that dimness before, during, and after this afternoon's eclipse.
We really want to understand the difference in density and temperature and these different factors in the upper atmosphere and really get a sense of how the atmosphere changes as the eclipse is coming and passes over.
Gina DiBrazio is a heliophysicist. That's a scientist who studies the sun. A lot of us did that at an amateur level today. And that is the 5 o'clock report. Thanks for letting us enlighten you about the world we live in. I'm Greg Gillespie, Family Life News.
It's amazing how the message of hope as shared on Family Life can turn someone's life around. I'd love to talk with you about how program sponsorship on Family Life could be a worthwhile investment for your business.
To speak with Family Life's regional underwriting representative, Heidi Von Ahn, call 800-927-9083.
Thank you for listening to this Family Life News podcast. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard, please share it with others and click the subscribe button to automatically receive future episodes. Family Life is a listener-supported ministry. Podcasts like this are made possible by your financial partnership. Find out more at familylife.org.